Ba 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 ba.
I don't know.
Ba ba
does it?
Black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, yes, sir. Three bags full.
I'm sorry, Tess, I didn't see that. Welcome to the pod. It's a beautiful mess. Shane and Louise, no need to impress. Stories, rants, and a laugh or two. And don't forget Tessie, the dog's here too. It's serious, it's silly, it's off the wall. Sort of a show, not a show at all. Sort of a pound, pound away, people. $1.50 gets you through the steeple. Join the club, join the sound. It's chaos wrapped in a podcast crown. Hello and welcome to Sort of a Pound, the podcast with me, Shane.
Me, Louise, and Dougie Tessie, who's here and she's had a haircut and she's not going to sit on my knee for long.
She has, I've only just really noticed.
Yeah,
I didn't notice
it has started growing back, but gosh, I got it just
it
done.
It was really long. Was that the last time we recorded?
Yeah, so it was really long and I was just getting it, but I got it cut just in time for all the hot weather. So
oh,
it's
good.
Been brilliant for it. It has been brilliant. And now,
oh, I can see now.
Yeah.
Oh, she looks a lot better.
Adele, who's the dog sitter, likes it long and she likes to play with this bit, and so do I, to be honest. This bit by her neck, this bit here on her bib, I guess it's called. But actually, I think
she
looks...
Is it because that's the... Oh, yeah.
Like this bit here. And we all like to play. And then, like, it's nice to run your fingers through when it's long, but actually... I haven't told Adele yet, but I'm having her done again in September. Because what happens is... She's lovely. She's called Tasha. She's mobile dog room, and she's got her own van now. So she does it all out in the van. If you want to stay with her if she's nervous, then you can. But I had to go and do something for like 2 minutes, and then I came back, and Tasha says she's better without you. It's just like okay. But what they do is like they bath her, and then they dry her. Like, and because she was so long, it took... So the whole thing probably took about an hour and a half to
do
it.
I'll wash first.
Wash and then completely dry her. And it's the drying she doesn't... Oh, she's playing bubble. It's the drying she doesn't like.
How do they dry? Because, like, with Hugo, we used to use actual hair dryer.
Well, it is a hair dryer, but it's like on
a big
pipe.
One.
Yeah. Not like a handheld
not
thing.
Not towel dry.
No, they do towel dry and then hand dry. But, like, they literally go into, like, she was, like, almost parting, like, the fur to get it right down to the skin before she clipped her.
Why?
So it took an hour, I don't know. But it took, like, an hour and a half altogether. But an hour of that must have been drying her. So we think if a keeper trims, then it's only going to take minutes next time, isn't it? So,
oh, it's nice, though.
Yeah, so we've got it booked in for September because it's still nice in September. And actually, we've got it booked in December as well. So, and then might leave it a little bit longer.
Does she like the heat, though? Because Hugo loves the warmth. Like, in bed, he will go, like, under the covers in between your legs, getting the most warm place.
It's funny that even in like the heat of the summer, when I get out of bed to go in the shower, she goes and lies where I've been lying, I think, to get the heat. So she's all right, but I'm really lucky because my house is stone, so it really keeps
it cool.
A nice cool, and I've got windows that open upstairs if I want a bit of a draft. So I'm really lucky, actually. So what are we talking about today, Shane? What have you been up to?
Oh shit, I got it in the bin. Let me go get it.
But you can't do that again.
God, my hay fever's bad today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Are you grass, do you think?
I think so. Yeah.
Because I'm not. I think I'm wheat. Because when I'm up, like, there'll be the odd day when I have a bit of a snuffle, but I'm really lucky. And sometimes my eyes get a bit stingy, but not a lot. But there's one bit when they come to do the, and I think it's the wheat harvest in August, like I am virtually paralysed on the sofa.
Oh,
like,
that's strange. Maybe it is then.
I think it's when they're harvesting it. I think it's the dust of, I don't know.
Oh, it is dusty. Like
honestly, and I'm not far away from the fields in Suffolk. And like, honestly, there was a couple of days last August when I was over there, like, not joking, like, could barely move, just like sat like in my own like juices.
It's awful when, like, it's really bad. Like, need that Vaseline tip that I told you a few episodes back.
I know, So what have you been up to, Shane? Well,
can you believe that this is our 20th episode? 20.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Like, when you think about it, it was 20 weeks ago we started this.
Because it was in February, wasn't it?
February, when it was dull and dismal.
Because
Today it's still dull and dismal.
Although we have had a lovely summer, haven't we?
It's warm because I'm in the shorts.
But it's funny because after the first, I was thinking about this morning, after the first episode and the whole the jokes about how many cameras are on you, yeah. It made me look like, and I'd got that oversized jumper, I've got an oversized shirt on today as well, got that oversized jumper on, hadn't I, which made me look twice as big. And then when I was at my friend's festival last weekend, they're all going, oh, have you lost loads of weight? You lost loads of weight. And I was thinking about it going, I have lost like half a stone or something, but I've mainly lost the bloat because I'm just cooking for myself, not eating preservative. Oh, I'm not being stupid about it. I'm not, like, I'm just being more sensible during the week.
Yeah.
And when I'm out and I'm still drinking and I'm still, yeah, because I stopped drinking, didn't I? And now I've started again because it's been the summer.
In the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. We should tell that story.
You do need to tell that story.
Oh, was it lost again?
You did
boom.
It again. I think you did it.
But yeah, so my friends are saying, oh, have you lost loads of weight? You lost loads of weight. And actually, I've lost, as I say, about half a stone, maybe a little bit more than half a stone.
Oh, that's good.
It is. But I was thinking it's just been really sensibly done because I started it in February. We're now July. So it's 5 months.
It's 5 months.
So it's just like, so it's only like, just like, I don't know, pounds and a half a month. So I think that's not bad, but it's just when you haven't seen people for a while, isn't it?
Well, I'm shit at notes and things like that. As do you remember the hairdresser?
I do. Who'd lost like 3 stone. I know. But it's funny. We were talking about this the other day that there's been people at work who've lost a lot of weight, and it's only when they've lost like a lot of weight.
Our work.
Yeah.
What, in our team?
No.
Oh, I was going to say I've not noticed.
No.
So, no, they're still all fat.
Oh dear. So yeah, so this is our 20th episode and we are going to have a bit of a summer hiatus, aren't we?
We're going to have a hiatus.
Because we're actually very busy.
We are very busy.
With our work. So I've got a slightly different job and it is our, and we're accountants, so it's our year end. We've got a June year end, so we're very busy with
that. It's a very bizarre year end, June.
No, I think it's very clever.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because no one else is doing it and you can get the...
And it is still a half year. I think it's one of the best times to have a year end. I think it's a great time to have a year end. So we're slightly busy with that, and then we're away and got lots of
summer months.
Yeah, so we just thought, oh, we'll have a little bit of a break, and maybe when we come back, we'll come up with a proper format. And we'll actually discuss
actual like segments and stuff that we've researched.
Yes, absolutely. It might not be a bad idea
because one of the guys that I think I told you this, one of the guys at the wrestling was like, you two just chat shit, but you are hilarious.
Aww.
And we are hilarious. So thanks, Kyle.
We are. Love Kyle. Love you, Kyle. Don't know how Kyle is. He lost me a picture.
He's who I teamed up with. So obviously I had another match tonight at their big show, History 12.
And they let you in that as well, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. I was really surprised. I only found out on the morning... But they send what you call the match. This is like spoilers. They send like the match requirements.
But for all the people watching this, is then going to watch.
Yeah. When we become super famous and they go back and watch us. They sent the match requirements like at 2 a.m., but I didn't see it until like 7.
Why did you send it at 2 a.m.? Have they been that busy prepping it or?
I don't know. I think by the time that like the owner sends it guy that does all the management stuff, that's just how long it took. So then I read it in the morning.
I'm here.
And I was like, oh, they've changed the end. Like, the end's changed to what we've
rehearsed.
Two versions at the end.
Yeah.
And it was going to be neither of them in the end. So they got rid of what you call the shotgun finish. This is what we planned. Shotgun finishes where you like... So I hit that suplex move. Someone broke it up. They hit me with a move. Then someone else comes in, hits them with a move. Bam, 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 bam. Until... It comes circle back to me and then I hit one.
Right.
And then we go into the finish. They scrapped all that because the owner wanted... I can't remember what he wanted. Well, he wanted two of the guys who faced off in the first show the few weeks before to have a bit. They tagged me in and then I hit my finish.
Right, okay.
So that all got changed. I was reading it out in bed. I was like, oh! I accidentally spoiled it to Andy. It's like... Oh my God, don't let me get the pin. was like, oh shit, I've just told him the end.
Was he paying any attention whatsoever?
Probably not. I think okay. He knew that I was going to get the win, but yeah, that was so much fun.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was a lot more fun than the first one because there was less pressure. I think because I didn't have loads of people there.
So you had like 35 people there last time,
yeah,
didn't you?
And I don't know, there was just, it just seemed a lot calmer. That, like,
I
backstage, everything was like,
you've done
karma.
It once.
Yeah,
now,
you've been out there once.
Done it.
There was still that, like, nerves when you stood behind the curtain ready to go out because I didn't know how the. Because this was the normal crowd, not the crowd when
right,
you went,
okay,
which
okay.
was like family, friends of all the people training. I did get cheered for like when I went out, but then I remember when they announced I was doing photos, I'm pretty sure I heard one of the other trainees boo me really loudly. I was like, oh.
Well, you are the young interceptor, aren't you?
Well, young? I don't know if I... Did I tell you this, that I
no,
worked
I think
out?
You did. You're the eldest one, aren't
other
you?
Other than when... Because they added a guy into
it.
I
don't
was
like
the
you do
oldest.
You don't look
in the
oldest
the match.
At all. You don't.
No, thank
no,
God.
You don't.
Thank God. So yeah, I've done that, and then I've been asked for a show in, I think it's 2 weeks' time.
Oh, nice.
No idea what I'm doing.
Nice. So I had Ascot, where I went with Fred and Paula, so that was lovely. I had a great day.
And you didn't have another Ascot incident where you fell down the escalator, broke a toe?
No. The last 3 years have been pretty sensible, really.
There was, but... There was the photo incident. With the eyes.
So there was a lovely photo that the three of us had. It was like a selfie that Paula had done. And we all looked brilliant. Paula's fringe had done something slightly funky. And my eyes were shut. But it was a really good picture. And Fred hates a picture being taken. I think she looks awful.
She
on
was
them.
The only one that actually was fine in the picture that
she
didn't
really,
need no editing.
Yeah, exactly. So I said to Shane, will you AI this? Because my AI wasn't working. I don't know if you've been using it. But it wasn't working. It wasn't like bringing the pictures back. So I said to Shane, will you AI it? And it did AI us, and it made us look about 12. Honestly, it was ridiculous,
the first
wasn't
one
it?
Was, yeah.
So then Shane goes, I'll just Photoshop it. So we Photoshopped it on. What did you say? And I thought I looked brilliant. I've got sort of bluey eyes. And Paula's fringe looked amazing. So then we posted it on Instagram.
And I showed
stuff.
It to Andy. I was like, look at this picture of Louise. And he's like, she pissed.
I don't think he said that, did he?
What
think
did he say? Or on something?
Is she on something?
Because your eyes are really like glazed, and I also think they were blue. Your eyes are
no,
blue.
No, they're not blue. They're like hazel. I got the same colour dyes as the doggy, so we look the same. Me and the dog, we got the same hair and the same ears and the same eyes.
They say you look like it. The dog looks like their owner.
I know. I'm so happy. I'm so happy because she's so pretty. She's
I also
so pretty.
Showed the picture to a few of our colleagues at work, and they were also like, "I think one of them said, is she on the businessman's lunch?" Because it just looked so weird.
I don't think it does look weird, but yeah. So it's now posted on Instagram, so thanks for that.
But no one actually commented or anything on the post to say, oh, you look a bit strange, that doesn't look like you.
No, but when you showed it to people in the office, you would probably look at Louise's eyes.
So yeah, there's something wrong with
it. But you
didn't
tell everybody that you'd photoshopped those eyes on, had you?
That was the actual picture. And I still haven't corrected anyone,
no,
so
fair enough.
Unless they listen to this, they're not going to find out.
And they probably don't.
So you did Ascot.
So I did Ascot, and then we had, because I don't go to Glastonbury because, you know, I'd have to poo in a toilet.
Oh, I don't think I could do that.
No. But they all try and get Glasto tickets, and I've been really successful kind of in recent years, but I don't think anybody had got them this year. So she had a festival in the garden. We had a screen and projector playing like Glastonbury, and there was like a chill out tent, and there were tents, and it had like a fire pit and barbecue.
What, in the garden?
Yeah, she's got a really big garden, really big house.
Oh, that's nice.
So it was brilliant. I got bed. It was fine. And so did Paula. So we were inside. Yeah.
Well, you could have done like glamping pods and everything.
There was a proper chill out tent, and then there was an event tent, and we did have different tents, and we had DJs in different bits as well, and the lads all DJed. So it was brilliant.
How many people were at this?
I mean, different people came and went, but I'd say probably maximum 25.
No.
But it was really good. I had a really good time, and I didn't feel too rancid afterwards. I did go to bed like quite early the first night and then got up.
Ball stuck again.
Oh, ball stuck again. Because I'd heard They'd left it. They'd all gone very quiet, but I could hear Glastonbury. And thought, oh, they've all gone to bed, but left Glastonbury on. Turns out it wasn't. It was just my friend Paula who was being sick the time, so we'd all gone a bit quiet.
And she was the one at the front of the picture.
Yeah. So yeah, that's fun. So, but we're heading to where another reason for the hiatus. We're heading to Lisbon for a nice 5-day weekend.
Who are you? When's that?
September.
Oh, very nice.
So yeah, which. I rang my mortgage advisor the other day.
See if you could afford the holiday.
No, because one of the products is coming to an end. And I rang him and I said, hiya, no rush. Just had this thing from Barclays. My product's coming to the end at the end of September. So I said, no rush at all. I've no idea why they sent this so far in advance. And then I realised we're in July. So it's only like a few weeks.
Have you found that? Like in my head, we're still like in May.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't believe it was like September in like
two months.
It's like, oh. So then he rang me back and he goes, yeah, no, so I probably will start looking at this in a couple of weeks. Just like, oh my God.
Oh, that's good. Me and Andy think about going on a holiday in September because he said to me, I am the fussiest person to buy for my birthday. Which is
right. Are
you
actually?
Yes, because throughout the year, if I want anything, I buy it. And you know what I'm like? I'm terrible with...
But don't you need new clothes?
Do we? Why do we need... No. I think we went and did a... We actually did a shop not that long ago.
Oh, okay. Because I remember when we went to Dan's party, her 34th birthday party, and one of the funniest things ever, having a party for when you're 34, with like balloons saying 34 and a cake that said 34, and it's best thing ever. I'm going to have like, I don't know, a 53rd or something.
Well, I've got my 34th coming up. Obviously, I have all year, but I celebrate everyone.
Yeah, that is actually a true story, isn't it? And I remember you'd ordered a shirt for it, hadn't you? And hadn't tried it on. It was nice. It fitted really
like
well, didn't it?
I really liked the shirt.
And I remember, I thought you'd said to me then, oh, I'm a bit short of clothes.
Well, because when we... The two times we've been to the States, because we didn't go on a big holiday this year, because last year we spent a fucking fortune. Like,
we
probably...
We did, or did you?
Shane spent a fucking fortune. But it's like...
But you sort of might as well
I
do
keep thinking,
there.
Oh, it's like one off. It's like once in a lifetime, even though we've done it 2 years in a row. You want to, like, enjoy it.
Yeah, no, you do.
And when we went to the Vegas, Utah one last year, we come back with another suitcase because the stores over there, the outlet stores, are brilliant.
I've been to one outside of Vegas and I just got...
Yes.
I've got loads of Ralph Lauren stuff.
Yes.
Like, for nothing.
Yes, we went into it. So we, on the last day we were in Vegas, we had our hire car and we took Mum and Dad to the one just outside of Vegas. I don't remember what the name of the place
was.
And there was
either.
A Calvin Klein place in there. And at the time, it was coming up to Mum's birthday. It's coming up to Dad's birthday. And we just bought a load of stuff. If we'd have had the retail value, it would have cost us a couple of grand.
Oh, my God.
We spent, after all the discounts, and you could go on this app and do things.
Oh, yeah, and they're
like
really good.
$200. And I was like, oh, my God.
Did I tell you, years ago, I went to Miami, and this was with an ex, and he'd got, I don't know, I think we just thought he'd got a cold or something, but it wasn't. Turned out he'd got a whooping cough. And he was just like, I know, like Victorian disease, and he was ill like all holiday, and we'd literally get up and he'd just go back to sleep on like the sun loungers all day and stuff. So, you know, really interesting holiday. But there was one day and he woke up and he was in an absolute state, to the point where went to reception, say, can you get a doctor? I said, no, we can't get doctors out, but you've got a hire car. There's one like literally round the corner. You can just walk in. We did, walked in and got seen straight away.
Yeah.
And they gave him, they weren't sure what he got, but gave him a steroid injection, like in his arse, like there and then. And that wasn't expensive. It was like $50 or something. Really wasn't expensive at all. And then gave us a prescription for some medicine, which I don't think would have done anything because it was only when we got back to the UK though, it was found out they'd got a whooping cough. And it's called the 100-day cough or something, isn't it? The 100-day disease.
What
and he went up having a cough for 100 days.
Oh.
I know. And it's like a nasty raspy cough as well, like a phlegmy, nasty cough.
Yeah.
And he actually had to go and get x-ray to check that it hadn't done an examination, but there's not a lot to do. But we went to like a, is it called CVC, CVS?
CVS, yeah.
And I honestly, like we were just falling to pieces. I think I'd got an eye infection as well. So I'd got like pink eye stuff. So we'd gone and went to get this prescription filled. And they said, yeah, and that'll be like $300 or something for like a little thing of like pills.
Yeah.
And we were like, he wasn't, that was the thing. He wasn't insured. He hadn't taken insurance.
What's that?
I don't know. I think what he'd been doing is that he'd always have annual ones and then just hadn't. So he hadn't
renewed it.
Yeah, so he hadn't renewed it. That's why. So it's looked like, I can't remember how it came up, but maybe like the look of shock upon our faces at being told it was like $300 or something. Said, but if you do this. And she said, And we were looking completely blank at this stage. And she's like, I'll help you. Right. So she went to like one part of the store and got this like magazine of like coupons. And she went to another part of the store and got some other magazine of coupons and ended up with like this whole handful of coupons. This drug, I mean, it was still expensive. It was still like, I'm going to say like $78 or something, but it come down from like $300 to like $78 just from this woman helping us get all these coupons. And then she said, oh, and if you do this and do this and do this, and I think if we bought something else, then we got something else off. And it's just like, oh my God.
Now, how can, like, have you seen them shows in America where they...
I've seen it on Instagram where they spend like $1,000.
And then they have like a million coupons.
Yeah. And if they get the right things, then it comes down to like $100 or something.
There was one
it?
Where they were like, they didn't want to, they should have paid nothing. And it came to like $1.50. And this man was like having a hissy fit that, like a panic attack over something like, oh, I got one too many soups. But like, how can they do that?
There is one where it's meant to have, I know, it's like nuts, isn't it? But I do think, because the food, I don't know if it's more expensive in supermarkets. So I'm trying to think last time. So I've been to Barbados quite a few times and the food there is ridiculously expensive, but it's an island, so you sort of you expect it to be, don't you?
Yeah.
But I don't know what, I don't think supermarkets are that much more expensive for food, are they?
Not that yes, I would say they're more expensive than us, but right, that okay. is like when we were in Utah and we had to get, because we stayed in the cabin,
right.
we went and bought our own food. So I'd say it was probably... let's say add 50% onto what we would pay.
Right, okay.
But if when we looked when we're over there, it's like how much like electric and oil and all that stuff, hell of a lot cheaper than what we
pay. No, of course it is, yeah.
So like when you add it all up.
That's what we ended up doing. We ended up going to a Walmart because I think
they're brilliant.
We
but
wanted
I
to
wish
bring
we
back
had
some,
Walmarts over here.
Some I think they wanted to bring back sweets and crisps and like drinks and stuff like that. And it wasn't that much different. I think everybody was expecting it to be like, I don't know, this. You know, when you go to the American sweet shops here and it's all like, you know, mad funky stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's just, but actually, I do remember we went to a shopping place there. Oh, was this in, and I'm sure it was the trip to, we went to a trip to Florida, as in like Kissimmee or Orlando, that kind of, then we went specifically to Miami. I can't remember which trip it was, but one of them we went to an out of town shopping center and didn't really let me look because they were just miserable. Because I could have spent hours shopping, but we just went to
the
sweet shops and stuff. And that was brilliant because we got like industrial sized things of like Swedish fish and stuff. Just like, oh yeah.
Do you say Swedish fish?
Yeah.
Why are they so nice?
They are nice, aren't they?
They're probably the most unhealthy thing in the world, but they're fucking
they're really
delicious.
Nice, aren't they?
Yes.
Really nice. There used to be a petrol station by me in Chippy who used to sell them and still sell a little bit of American stuff, but not Swedish fish anymore. So I used to say to people, if you want any Swedish fish, let me know because they sell them.
Yeah.
And they were expensive, like £3.95, like the little box and stuff.
Do you like me? But over there, do you love it when you go to the stores and like they get the giant packs?
Yeah. That's what we ended up doing. We bought lots of stuff back and we were saying, oh, you've got to give it to your friends. You've got to share it and stuff. But yeah, we bought a lot of stuff back.
Well, as we said, I don't know if we said on here, but we came back with another suitcase.
Oh, yeah.
On the last year's trip because we'd gone to all the different stores. Andy had bought some new Western boots. He bought a new hat, Western hat. We went in, like, the amount of clothes I bought. was ridiculous.
I don't know.
Because it's so much cheaper.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like, definitely cheaper.
The Ross. Is it Ross?
No.
Ross is like a... It's almost like... Not a TK Maxx. I know it's TJ Maxx over there. It's like one of them where it's like brands discounted like heavily. Like we were getting t-shirts like for £3.
That's amazing.
I know they're like out of season.
Yeah, nobody cares about that. This t-shirt. Shit?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I was like, oh, that's my size. That's my size. That's my size. Fair, and we were coming like every time we walked down like the strip in Vegas, I was coming back with like 3-4 bags.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
Loved it.
Oh. Oh, no, I thought you were short of stuff, but maybe not.
No, well, so, we did so do
rather
a shop.
Than, so rather than him get you a present, you're going away then?
Yeah, so he said to me, yeah, go back to where we're he said, shall we go on like a little holiday somewhere, like a long weekend in September after like the kids are back, and then it goes cheaper again, doesn't it? Because otherwise it's going to be extortionate come in here. August.
Come on, come have a sit down.
And,
Come on.
He's like, have a look where you want to go. And I still haven't looked. He was like, what about France or somewhere in Italy or...
Oh, nice.
But then I kept remembering when we looked for our honeymoon, that was just as expensive as going to the States.
Do you know what? Sometimes. The reason we ended up the first time in Florida was because... Now, the apartment I thought was great. And they usually are because it was massive, aren't they? And it was really good because it got the right amount of bedrooms, the right amount of bathrooms. And it was really good. But it was... an apartment in sort of, there's a hotel with it and then it had apartments with it. And it was a little bit, it was incredibly clean, but like the kitchen was a little bit dated. But I think they are a little, they're into their brown furniture a bit more, aren't they, in the States, I think.
Yeah.
So I think it, from that point of view, it's maybe a little, the others thought it was a little bit, I thought it was fine. But the reason we ended up there is that we were going... I think it was October half term, so I was looking where we could go, and it was, I'm sure, for three of us, not including the car hire, but for this apartment. And it was decent, it was big and clean and comfortable and big bathrooms, enough bathrooms, it was a good place, and it was in a really good location. And I think for three of us it was some for a week, including the flights. Now, we didn't upgrade the flights or anything, but we still flew a decent airline.
Yeah.
And I reckon we flew from Heathrow, which is always, like, dead convenient for me. I think for three of us, it was £800.
Shit.
It was unbelievably cheap compared to... So then I'd said... Look, it's cost us nothing to get here. So we hired like a mad big car and stuff. And I said, you can do whatever you want to do while we're here. I don't mind. You can go to like all the parks. Nobody was that bothered. We went to Blizzard Beach because I wanted to go to Blizzard Beach.
What's Blizzard Beach?
One of the wet ones. You know, the...
What, is it a park?
Yeah, a water park.
Oh, not an actual beach.
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, I like
so,
a good
I like a good water park too. But we did like amazing things. It was the Kennedy Space Center.
Oh.
It was incredible. Bear in mind, none of us are in space at all. It was incredible. Oh, it's one of the best experiences and some really good surprises. I mean, amazing. It was so good. And then whilst we were there as well, we went to a thing on the back of, you go on the back of a trailer and it takes you around a farm. So you see wild turkeys and stuff, which are, like, immense.
Why is it that over there, the, like, little things like that are always so much way better than if you get anything over here?
And then we saw, what they're called, those big eagles. They're called bald eagles.
Bald eagles, yeah.
I think, and a nest of a bald eagle.
Oh, really?
It was the size of this room.
Yeah,
it was like
huge.
And then we saw, you know, crocodiles and all sorts. Do you know what I mean by a gentle Ben boat?
A what?
A Gentle Ben boat. Do you remember a program called Gentle Ben? I bet you don't. Anyways, it's this thing and it's this friendly bear and there's like this ranger there. And it had these, what they called? Like, you know what a hovercraft is?
Yeah.
So they're like hovercrafts, but got big fans on the back to propel them.
Yeah.
And we did that over the, I'm going to say Everglades, it might not be the Everglades, and that was incredible. It was like, the most beautiful thing, and go out into these big ponds and stuff and you see the alligators and crocodiles. It was brilliant. So we did lots of random, like non-Disney or...
Yeah.
Although I'd say to her, just do whatever you want. And we went down to, what's that place where the Scientologists are? clear water. And I had a brilliant swim there because I think it's Gulf of Mexico down there. So it's, or Gulf of America.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And the water there is incredible.
So we just did
like a load of things, but kind of quite random things around Florida.
That's always the best.
And we did like a petting zoo thing.
Oh, really?
And like, honestly, it was the best trip. And then we're eating, like, because you can't eat a small amount of food in Florida, can you? Like, the portions
or anywhere
are like
in America.
Oh, I don't know. New York's like quite normal, I think, in terms of normal eating. But we went out to Red Lobster, which I think's gone bust now, probably because they give you far too much food. And we all ordered a starter and a main. And my starter came out and it was like this. And I just had prawns to start with. But of course they were like, deep fried tails. And they were massive. And I got this massive plate of them. It's just like, I couldn't eat half of them, let alone all of them and a main course. It was just like, well, we've ordered it now. What do we do?
Well, that's like when me and Andy went to Colorado, like 2017, and we went just to a little pub because we were hungry. We ordered a side of onion rings, a whole plate. And they're like, do you want to take it away? And we're like, no.
I didn't think onion rings travel well.
No. Well, that's when we were in the RV, traveling around in the RV.
Okay,
so we could have.
Yeah.
But back to hire cars in the States.
Oh, amazing.
Why is it so easy? And compared to here, like, we went and hired a car in Vegas. We went there. We'd pre-booked one. And then we get there and they're like, oh, well, you can upgrade this for, like, an extra $20. And it was, like, a really nice car. But you're in and out within, I don't know, 15 minutes. When Andy wanted to hire a hire car just in the next town, took him 2 hours sat there waiting for them to get everything
sorted. I've hired cars and vans and various things, and I usually go up to Kidlington Airport, Oxford Airport, up at Kidlington. And they're not too bad, but you can do half of all the paperwork online, probably about all of it now, but then they still check your, you've got to take your physical driving license, you've got to, and they still check, and it still seems to take an inordinate amount of time.
Yes.
I am not kidding.
But yeah, over there, like, I never drove over there because too scared, and I like being shuffled around. But yeah,
I don't think I didn't drive the whole time.
Whatever car you want, just go into it. The keys are in the car, like in the little like garage bit. I say garage, giant parking lot thing. But it's just brilliant over there.
So the first time I think we went, I think we had this massive red thing. And then the second time we had this like mad Jeep thing where if we could have been bothered to take the top off it, but the parking in the hotel was so expensive. And then because we were in Miami, getting around Miami and then having to take it out of the, it was so expensive. It's like $70 a night just for parking. And so that was a bad mistake. So we ended up taking Ubers everywhere.
Well, yeah. So
in the end, so we was such a, we used it to and from the airport, maybe one other trip, and that was it. So it was a big waste of money second time.
Well, we did a mixture. When we went to San Francisco, we Ubered a lot for the first few days. Then we hired, because Andy wanted a Mustang.
Did he? Convertible.
Yeah, Mustang convertible. Because he wanted to go over the Golden Gate Bridge in a Mustang.
Cute.
I don't know if I've told you this story, but when we, so we got it, we picked it up from, I think it was at the airport. So we had to get an Uber to the airport to pick this car up. And outside San Francisco airport was literally the motorway. And Andy wanted to put the roof down straight away. And sometimes, I know we've discussed this before, that I'm not a great driver, a passenger when Andy's driving, because I like panic. Because
I'm like, foot on the brake.
And we got out onto the motorway. I'm fucking panicking because there's like 7 lanes. We didn't know where we're going from. We've got the roof and it's like windy and it's like horrific. And we're screaming at each other. This was our honeymoon. And I think, either me or him, like, really smacked each other. And then I think he goes, I don't know why I married you.
But the thing is, do you not think you were making it worse by being a screaming
girl? Yeah. But yeah.
I do remember I was in Austria with another ex once, and he pulled, and thank fuck there was nothing else on the road, but he pulled out completely the wrong way down the road. It's just like, are you kidding me?
So, yeah, I'm not the greatest driver. So, like,
I'm happy to drive like in Europe, and I've driven a lot in France. And I think I ended up driving in Austria in the end because it's just like, yeah, this is, you're just too scary. You just keep forgetting.
I don't think I'd mind, like, when you're out of the city. Like, when we got out of Vegas, when we're in Vegas,
oh, that yeah, was because sure literally be
it was like road all the way to Utah, and you stayed on that same road for about 300
clever
miles.
Clever girl.
And yeah, I can cope with
that'd be
that.
Absolutely fine. That'd be absolutely fine. I didn't think I drove either time in Florida. I'm pretty sure I didn't. No, I wouldn't have done.
But it's just so useful, like you say, doing all them little things. Like when we went to Utah, we went to like the Utah Natural History Museum.
Oh, yes, it was brilliant, didn't you? Was there a woolly mammoth in there or something?
No, but there was like this bit.
No, you might have made that up.
I don't remember. The main bit I remember was the dinosaur bit. And there was like, do you remember the film Jurassic Park?
I do.
Where they sit in the things and they see behind the glass screen, like them doing all the things.
Yeah, yeah.
There was like one of them where they were got like old fossils that they kept finding in, because they found loads of like dinosaurs in Utah. Like they're behind the glass screen.
Like down the salt plains.
Yes,
okay.
And where the old basin was, because it used to fill up, go down, fill up.
Yep.
That was brilliant. And then also, I convinced Andy to go drive to the High School Musical school.
I remember you saying that. Rydale High, whatever it's called.
No.
What is it called?
East High.
East
High School. Because, like, but how weird is that you just wander around to, like, an actual high school? Like, there was the kids there and stuff.
Was
like, you're allowed to just freely walk around, like, after a certain time.
Was that not just weird?
It was a bit weird because, like, the kids were still, like
there. Who are these mentals?
But loads of people were just going around. Like, you go up to, like, Sharpay's locker and, like,
oh
go into,
God.
Like, the cafeteria.
I have no idea who
bit.
That is, but...
It was, like, me reliving my childhood
when
we
watched.
Oh, my
God, that's amazing.
So that was cool. And you just do little things like that.
Do you know what? I think we had a far... Because nobody was asked... Nobody... I'd like a ride, but nobody was particularly asked about it. And the Disney parks are expensive.
Are they now? I was having this conversation with someone. I can't remember who recently. Who's going? Who's?
I don't know.
I've had it. And I said that when
LC went.
No, I don't know if it was him. Maybe it could be anyone.
I think they are. But there are things you can do, aren't there, to try
well,
and... If you're organised enough to go, right, at the beginning of my holiday, we're doing this on this day, this on this, and you book... enough of them in advance, you get like extra, you get free days, don't you?
Because when I went with, what do we call them in the last, Bert, many, 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 many years ago, to the California one, the Anaheim one.
Right.
For his 30th. I can't remember it being that expensive. We got the 3-day one, because there's two parks in California. You've got the Disneyland, the original, and then the other side, you've got California Adventures. And you get a 3-day pass. And I cannot remember it being that expensive. And that was only, 2013?
Okay.
That was, 12 years ago? I don't remember it. And we went to, Universal. We went to SeaWorld.
But let's put it... I think this was the context of that. And I say, we did go to the... excuse me, we went to Blizzard Beach. What else did we do? We went to... what's that American football thing? I hated it. But we still went to it.
What do you mean? What, like NFL?
Yeah. So we did that. We did loads of, proper touristy things, but not particularly Disney-focused stuff.
Yeah.
But I think... I'm sure I'd worked out that for everything that we'd have done, everything, and we did something every single day... Oh, the pool was quite nice, though. It was a nice big pool as well, just remembered. And we did something every single day. It cost us less to do all of the stuff, every single thing we did.
Then,
three tickets for one day. It was... Because even Kennedy Space Centre, I mean, this would have been maybe 2016.
In the...
No, I don't think so. Not that I know of.
No.
But even that was $100 for three of us. And again, I'd been doing vouchers and getting stuff and booking it in advance. Then there was there was crazy golf as well. There was all sorts.
It was brilliant.
And then none of it cost a lot at all. And one of the boat trips, then there was a petting zoo with it. And I think I'd booked it online and then they charge you on the day, but then they'd given us part of it for free and stuff.
Oh, that's
it was
good.
Like, and I think lunch was included on one of them. So it was like, I remember it costing like so little. It was like unbelievably cheap. Miami was unbelievably expensive.
But it is like if you do it in advance, book things in advance. We were bad in the Vegas, Utah one. We did book the kayak in advance, and that I can't remember that being too expensive. But we did spoil ourselves on our anniversary day with a facial, which I'm pretty sure cost $500.
Each?
No, in total. But it was fucking good. Mm. It was like, I don't know what they put in it. It was just like luxurious.
I had a facial not so long ago, and that was, I'm going to say that was maybe 130 quid, but it was probably 30 different steps, and it was amazing. My skin's never looked so good. So God only knows what you got off the... They were rubbing famous people's semen into your face.
Probably, like whale sperm.
It's a bit of Tom Cruise's semen.
I can't remember what they put on, but it was like luxurious.
Was it? It's amazing.
But we did loads of things. Like we did the... I watched Conqueror Fear of... what do you call it? Zipwaren.
Oh, did you? Did you do the one at Boulder?
No, well, we were in Sundance, as in Sundance.
Kid.
No. Bless you. It was in the film festival.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Right, okay.
The place was called Sundance, and it's in America, the highest, like, the when you're going down, the point from where you are to the ground is the highest drop on any zip wire in America.
Wow.
And there was three, so you had to go up a load of ski things. What do you call them? Like, we sit in the thing, you go up.
Ski lift,
yeah. Had to go up a load of them, and Andy did not want to do it. And I was like, we need to do it. I want to do this.
Good girl.
And you do like a little test one, which is probably like from here to the end and like the other toilets room. I was like, oh, that ain't too bad. I get on the first one, I'm like... You have to like, because you control the speed.
So you
can go as fast or as slow as you want, but it's better if you just go faster because the slower is a lot, like it's jumpy.
Yeah.
I did the first one and I'm like, Andy, I don't think I can do the next two. I was like, that was too fucking scary. He was like, you have made me come all the way up here. I did not want to do this. You are going down the second. I was like, no, I think I'm going to have to get a lift back down somewhere because I don't think I can cope with it. And then by the third one, I was loving it. Like, literally, I zipped past Andy. I was like, bye!
That's amazing.
So, yeah, like, little thing. I can't remember it being that expensive, but, like, them tiny little things when you go on holiday is,
We've got a part of her walk, and we do this walk quite often. We go through the big park in Chipping Norton, and it's really good. It's got like slides for like all ages. So there's like, I'm going to call them adult slides, but not an adult slide, swings.
Oh.
Slides.
Like, what adult the slide. Fuck are you going down?
No. Swings. And ever since being a puppy, she can't bear it. She like either wants to come up on my knee, but then she doesn't like it. She's jumping off it. And she's like, and if I swing on it, she's like there trying to stop me. She hates it. But she's always been okay with me doing the zip wire. So the zip wire.
Oh,
there.
Yeah,
you know, any given like Saturday morning, about 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll be doing the zip wire in Chipping Norton Park. So I'll randomly, I'm a very, very, very late 40s, doing the zip wire in Chipping Norton Park. But she runs next to me as it goes down. So, and a proper launch it as well. It's only like one in a park.
Yeah,
you're not
going
to do yourself any damage. So she chases down the side. And of course, because of proper launched it, gets to the end and like boshes you back.
Yeah.
And takes you like halfway back down. So then she has to turn and run with me. And she saw me heading towards it the other day and she started doing the thing where she knows I'm going on the swing and she's like, she drops a ball, she runs at me, she's like, 2 foots me to like, no, you are not going on that. It's the weirdest thing. She doesn't like it at all.
Oh, funny. They used to be zip wire in Brackley when we lived there. I never went on it, but there was like the teeny park there. Like only little one.
Oh.
Let you hang on. Maybe I should have. I didn't like that stuff before. Well, I don't like heights.
No, you don't like heights.
Like,
that's good that you did that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a good holiday.
I want to go back to the States.
So do I. I wanted to go this year, and I really wanted to go to New Orleans. New Orleans is on my bucket list. Especially maybe around Mardi Gras.
Yeah, but then it's going to be... But apparently there's a lot of Mardi Gras type thing goes on anyway.
All the time, because yeah, it's quite...
Because it is built for the tourists, essentially,
it's a really
it?
Strange thing. Now, I've had this... I don't want to say premonition, but there's this... And it was always linked to Sarah, as in Sarah who was on here before.
Oh, okay. Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah, I remember Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah.
And any time I would use the chat to her... I'd have this like flash of like New Orleans, and I used to say to us like, "There's something with you and New Orleans, and I don't know what it is."
That's weird.
Yeah, but since then I'm like, I really want to go to New Orleans, and in April coming, so in a year's time, WrestleMania was going to be in New Orleans, but they've changed it and they're moving it back to Vegas again for two years in a row. And I was like, "Oh," and I was like, "If it was in New Orleans, I'd have loved to spend a few weeks out there." But New Orleans is I want to do like the bayous and experience it all.
Makes me want to go back now.
I know, I really want, Andy wants to go back. I think he was a bit gutted that we weren't going away this year. Aww. But we had to save the pennies to
when we went to Miami, and I did splash out. There was a reason that I splashed out as well, and I'd got, I don't want to say spare money, that sounds ridiculous, but I'd got some money sort of fairly unexpectedly. So I bought the best hotel. It was a hotel, but it was like suites, the adjoining suites within apartment. And like, each had a balcony. It was the most luxury, like amazing kind of American luxury. And it was in the place called Surfside. In Miami, and it was just beautiful, but like nothing was included. Like,
you don't get nothing over there. You have to.
No, and breakfast away is my favouritest thing generally, but I can't eat breakfast too early of a morning. But I do like, you know, all the kind of like white chocolate brioche with berries on top and cream. But then the pancakes with the bacon and.
See, I didn't. When we went to the San Francisco and we stayed in the hotel, it was all you can eat for $22 or something in the morning breakfast. That's amazing.
Like, I'm sure this breakfast at this hotel was like a stupid amount. It's like $85 each or something.
Fuck.
I know. It was an expensive.
I used to have about three breakfasts.
I'm not surprised.
Like, I would have the bacon eggs. I love their streaky bacon and their scrambled egg. I don't really normally have scrambled eggs over here, but over there it's really nice. And I don't know why it's nicer over there. And all them bits. And then I would go for, like, the yogurts and the berries that stuff. So I used to love that.
Nice.
And when we were in Vegas, there was the America Bar. It's coming back to me. Mum and Dad used to love it in there because it was, like, proper American breakfast with, like... What did I used to have? Like, the bagels and...
Yeah.
With the hash browns in. And it was just, like... And it was potato, but it was, like...
Like rusty, like grater potato.
Grated, that's the word I was trying to think of. Like grater potato, and it was just probably the worst thing to eat. And I did put on a lot of weight on that holiday.
When I used to go to Vegas, we used to get breakfast brought up to the room. So we used to have room service breakfast and like order and stuff. And I don't know why, I've got no idea why, but we did. That was really lovely. But yeah, and then, you know, if you go, like when I went to Barbados, we generally... pay and nothing was included. You can go all inclusive, but the first time we went there was nothing all inclusive, so we used to get the breakfast and that was about $50 a head, but it was the most amazing breakfast. And we did like massively overeat like the first 2 days to get our like stuff.
You want
to
get
then the thing is, so we'd have the breakfast and then you wouldn't need lunch.
Yes.
And then the hotel would give you complimentary afternoon tea, so you get, I know, it's brilliant. So you got little sandwiches and like little cakes and stuff. So then you didn't need, so you had your breakfast in the morning, then you had your afternoon tea, it tied you over.
What?
And then by the time you came to your evening meal, you didn't need a lot. It was like, it was perfect actually, because it could have cost us a fortune and probably still did, but not as much as it should have done.
Oh.
But then, but because... the guy that I'd gone with had been ill and when we went to Miami, he really wasn't eating a lot or was wanting to do anything. So the rest of us were just, and we couldn't, we weren't really going out. We did go to like Little Cuba and had a brilliant time down in Little Havana, it's called. And that was brilliant that day. Had some really nice food. I think that was my actual birthday. So that was really lovely. But me and his son were like literally ordering, like we're going down the menu because we were just sort of stuck in there. Not as bad. It had its own beach. It was amazing. Just beautiful place. So we were just ordering like from the lunch menu every day and just ordering different things. And the food was beautiful and fresh and not tons of it either. It was just the right perfect size.
Yeah.
So, but it was, but of course it was a hotel, but it was blooming expensive. That, strangely, I've just remembered something. So I was swimming, most beautiful. It was right on the beach and it was absolutely beautiful. The pools were beautiful but as well. But and I love sea swimming. And the kid who we'd gone with was like, oh, well, what about sharks and what about this? And we were like, they're not going to come anywhere near. You're absolutely fine. Well, what about...
Until one's there.
What about jellyfish and that kind? No, you'd be absolutely fine. Don't be ridiculous, right? I was out swimming, got stung by a jellyfish, didn't I? Like, and not just a little bit. Like, I went into, like, I was like, in a proper bad way. What it's done is that it'd gone across my stomach like this, and then I touched it because touched my stomach.
And you pushed it on.
And then, no, thank God, no. But there was enough poison, I think, on my stomach that then
went onto your hands.
Went onto my hands. And then I think as it was coming off me, like its tentacles had got the other arm. So I was just like whispering to the guy that I'd gone with, I've been stung by a jellyfish.
I wouldn't have been whispering, I'd have been screaming.
Well, no, because of the lad. So anyway, and so I'm getting out and I know I'm not in a good way. I am like, and I'm shocked. I mean, a lot of pain when they hit you, they prop. And it was like literally all across my stomach. There was a main bit and then all the tentacle marks and like striations. I got a bit on my legs as well. It was like I was in not a good way at all. So it's just like, I've got to get out, got to get to the room. Right.
Come on, everyone, piss on me.
A little bit of that. No, there wasn't at all, because apparently, because I'd actually read that doesn't work. I think it's a bit of a,
is that like
a misnomer? But so it's just like we were quickly packing up, and so I was like, and this gets to the room, we all need to go up now and we need to sort stuff out. So we're packing up and like trying not to panic, and I was like looking at myself like, and I was like, and I was thinking that we're going, I'm thinking. And they were so sore, and it's such a weird pain. It's like being nettled, but like in extreme. And I think you do go into a little bit of shock and stuff. And I didn't
you
know
can
if they were,
do, but, can't you?
And I didn't
do.
Know if they were bubbling up and stuff. So I thought I'd just need to like. Ooh. And as we're getting out, I did manage to get under a shower as well, and
like
trying to
one.
Yeah. And just getting up to the room and taking antihistamines and like that. But on the way, I don't think, the guy I went with, I don't think I'd quite realised, because I was trying to keep calm for the sake of everybody else. So we were packing up and said, I've got to get to the room. And somebody stopped him and said, oh, would you mind taking our picture? And he stops and he takes the picture.
I would have been livid.
And it was just like, what?
I would have been savage.
Like, oh my God. And even like in the lift, remember going up in the lift going, oh my God, I'm in so much pain. And was looking at myself because they've got mirrors generally in elevators, haven't I? Like, and I was in a bikini and stuff, and I was just like looking at myself going, oh my God.
What does it do? Like, just go red or welts?
Well, I thought it was welting, but it didn't. I don't think it did, or I stopped it. It sort of went almost mottly, but mainly red.
Oh, I see. Like a really horrible rash.
Yes. But like, did it pop up a bit? I think it definitely felt a bit lumpy, but then it could be paranoid. But then I washed it off. And then what else did I do? I got something else, which I thought, that would be really good. That'll neutralise, like acid, I can't remember. I got some kind of product with me, I think, or some kind of cream. So I usually do go prepared on holidays.
For jellyfish.
For jellyfish, yeah. And then I just like had a million antihistamines and
stuff. What do you actually have to do for it? Do you have to like neutralise the pH?
I think so, yeah.
What is it? Acidic or alkaline?
I don't know. And we can't say anything that isn't true on this podcast because we're getting so much trouble. Because we don't know. But whatever.
You just have to do the opposite.
Yeah. How do we manage to get something from room service? Oh, I can't remember. This was like 2016. It's like 9 years ago. So it's just like, it was a way ago. But I could still see it and still a little bit feel it, even at the end of the holiday.
I can luckily say that I've never, ever had to experience that.
You'd have screamed.
Oh, I've been like...
But yeah, for him to stop and take a picture, it's just like...
Oh, if Andy would have done that, I would have been fucking sad. I would have stopped the picture. I would have grabbed the phone. That would have been gone. Like, get up to the room now.
Yeah.
Save me.
But yeah, we spent a lot of money. But we spent a lot more on that holiday because we hadn't realised it was like $70 a night for parking. Because usually, actually, a lot of hotels, it's free parking. It's free, yeah.
Well, in the, like, what do you call it? Not rural. What's the outskirts?
I know what you mean.
What's that word called? Suburban?
Suburbs. The burbs.
Like when we were in San Francisco, we weren't in San Francisco. We were just like outside. All that was free parking.
I just assumed it would be free, but then it is Miami. But
in
and
the
it
bigger
is,
places, yeah. Like Vegas, we had to pay like, I don't know, we only had the car in there for not even a whole day and it was like $50.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it was $70 a night. And then because we weren't taking the car out, then we were Ubering places. Then because he was ill, we were in the hotel. And then, so we didn't, and we did a couple of boat trips and stuff, but we didn't do an actual, which was quite good because we used the hotel and the hotel was beautiful. So that was okay, actually. But yeah, even just getting bit, you know, when you're not all inclusive, it's just like bits like ice cream or stuff. And we'd put a credit card down. I'd put a credit card down.
No, because you have to over there, yeah. Don't you? Everything's like credit cards.
And we were getting some ice cream, I think, one night, and it wouldn't go through. And it was just like, and they wouldn't say anything. Said, oh, you've just got to go to reception, just got to go to reception. And we'd basically said, I'll put $1,000 or something. And we got to that $1,000 or something. It was just like, God. It was just like, and then there's like resort tax, isn't there, and all of that. So I think they're taking all that. So we spent a lot, and it was not a cheap, holiday.
Yeah, but they're always the best ones.
Yeah, no, it was brilliant. I had a very good, just before I started.
Oh, was it? Mm. We'll bleep that name out.
Oh, yeah. Just before we worked together the first time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. So is that the end of an episode?
I think it's the end of episode 20. Oh. Our holidays. Oh. Our favourite holidays that's made us really depressed because we want to go back.
We've been on about doing a holiday one for a while, haven't we? This isn't the one that we thought about, but I have got to tell you about when me and Fred went to Morocco. It is some of the
funny.
It is some of the funniest
holiday stories.
It is one of the funniest experiences of my entire life. Like, we were ridiculous on that holiday. Ridiculous. It was just like, oh, but even the booking process was ridiculous to various things that happened on that holiday. Trying to think when we went, maybe. We usually go late summer when we go, but we might, well, I can't remember. But anyway, for Christmas, she bought me, as part of my present, she bought me a framed picture of part of that holiday.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, thinking I'd never put it up and it is up just because it was such a funny trip. It was like unbelievably funny. But yeah, maybe next time we come back or after our summer hiatus, we'll do a funny holiday.
Because obviously you know some of my funny
holidays.
I do know
some of your holidays.
The first Vegas and the two Amsterdam trips.
Yeah.
Which are not very PG, but they are hilarious.
Right. And on that note, have a good summer, everybody.
Yes, and until next time, pound away.
All right, as I, Louise, would say, are you still saying that?
Yes, we are. Yes, sort of a pound. Let's shout it loud. We're not a cult, but we've got a crowd.
Right, I'm going to have a wee then. Go home. Go and sit on the sofa.